Honey, I'm surprised to see me. Well, I finally decided to just drop by your office. I have had enough of your excuses. No, you don't get to say anything. The reason why I'm here is to let you know that I waited up for you last night. I waited up for you for 4 hours. Just for you to get in. And somehow, sometime in the middle of the night, you crawled into bed while I was fast asleep. And then you crawled out again at dawn. Without even waking me up and talking to me. Well, I don't care if I was asleep. You don't get to do that to your wife. I know you texted me, but... Oh, darling, I'm just so tired of all of this. Barely been sleeping because of this case. I hardly come home, and you even sleep here sometimes. I don't care that you want to make partner in 2 years. You have to make changes to your schedule starting now. Or so help me God, I'm going to do something drastic. Oh, you have no idea how long I've been keeping this bottled up inside me. We haven't had sex in 5 days. I'm ovulating and really horny. How do you think this makes me feel? No, I am not here because I want to be fucked. No, really, I don't want to do that. What do I want? Let me think. I want my husband back. I want you to be home at a decent hour. I want you to actually interact with me. I'm at home waiting for you all day, and you don't even eat the dinner I prepare for you. I know. Oh, honey, I'm just so frustrated. You know, I even had to make an appointment with your secretary to talk to my own husband. This is just ridiculous. Well, I have you for a whole hour, so you are going to listen to me and my nagging for another 15 minutes, mister. So, I want to stop talking. You just want me to shut up because I said I was going to nag you for 50 more minutes. You're so nice to me, honey. Darling, I've missed you. Did I really have to go to your office and make an appointment just so we can see each other? Is that what our life has come to? I know. You said that this case is important to the firm. Are they making you first chair in this case? No? Oh, the partner is, but you're doing all of the work. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. That's what being at the bottom of the food chain means, you know that. I know that, too. I just want you to keep saying it to me. Oh, I don't really know. I'm hormonal and needy. I need your attention. Yes, this is me asking for more attention. Obviously, I'm your wife. No sex in 5 days. That's so long. I'm so fucking horny for you, sweetie. What? No, no. Stop that. I didn't come here for sex. Your secretary knows I'm in here. She'll hear us. Unless you want her to. I'm very kinky. Or you can send her home early. Oh, so you will. All done? Ha! It's that easy? Oh, come here. I want your cock inside me. Now, I've missed you so much. Yes. Take off your pants. I want to have you in my mouth, for starters. You're really hard for me. I can't wait for us to start a family. I want a baby to care for, a little version of you. So I won't miss you so much when you're off working on your cases. Yes. Give me all. I want you to. I've missed you so much. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck me on top of your desk. I'm glad I went here to visit. Hopefully I got pregnant from you. Fucking me on top of your desk. Maybe we should have let your secretary leave before I set another appointment for tomorrow night. I don't think you'll be coming home early again. And that's okay, I think. It's kind of hot having sex where you work, you know? And I like that we can't be too noisy or that your boss can walk in on us anytime. Oh, yeah. You didn't lock the door. I thought it was on purpose. It wasn't? Oops. Oh, well. No harm done. Would have been awkward, though. Don't be upset, darling. I'll love dangerously. Okay, I'm going straight home, and I expect you to be there by midnight, or else. Or else I'll be coming back here really soon, and we are going to have the loudest, most scandalous sex that these offices have ever heard. You can't very well turn your wife away when I visit you again, can you? And I don't think you can refuse what I have to offer. You never could. Goodbye, baby. I'll see you at home tonight.